Let's pray. Mighty God, we give you all the glory. We give you all the adoration. We ask that this morning you will glorify yourself through your word. Speak through me and use me to be a blessing to your people. Do that which you always do the best, and I shall give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 I want to confess something. One of the people I learned such messages from is Pastor Enoch. I always say this anytime I meet him. One of the people I entered into their platforms on Podbean, and I began to say that I want to make messages so understandable, like this. You see, it is very simple, with points, quotation, or scriptures, explain, move to the next point, explain, move to the next point, we pray, then we go. When I saw that, I said, these are the kind of people have to be listening to. I'm telling you,
man of God, professor, man of God, talk to me. Man of God, I am new here. Man of God, you've not seen me or not. Man of God, you've not seen me. Please, I came early today. You didn't talk to me. Yesterday, too, you didn't talk. Oh, shut the papa. These are the nonsense we are looking for.
Are the nonsense we are looking for. I tell you, me, I don't know your pastor there, that one there, I don't know. But aside my papa, I'm telling you, aside my papa, one of the people I love his teachings is Pastor Enoch. Me, I don't know your pastor. Me, I'm talking about aside my papa. Aside my papa, one of the people I know on Podbean that I love his teachings well is Pastor Enoch.
So this fire, are you going to burn his house or why? What are you? A cheap prophet. I thought you are coming to send clap or love or flower or something. Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23, the verse 7. Proverbs 23, the verse 7. Quickly. Let me do some small teachings here. Then we are done. Proverbs 23, the verse 7. Oh my God. You love me? You feel me too. Yes, I'm the resident pastor. Yeah, I'll see. For he is the kind of a person who is always thinking about the cost. Eat and drink, he always see you, to you, but his heart is not with you. Okay, talk to me. Can you get me another version? Can you get me another version? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can you get me another version of Proverbs chapter 23, the verse 7? I have a very powerful message I'll be teaching concerning the mystery of greatness in the afternoon. But this morning, I want to talk about something very profound. And one of the things I want to talk about is the mind or your mindset. I told you that the first greatness or the first platform greatness operates from is the platform of the mind. That is the first platform you need. It means that nobody becomes great above his mind. So greatness first starts from within before it is seen outside. Any great man you see today, any great woman you see today became great from, number one, within himself. That means he first told himself that he is great until he worked towards it, till he see or he saw it happening in his life. There are many of us, the reason why we can never be great is because of the way we think. Did you hear what the scripture said? It said he will be stingy with you as he is with himself. Did you hear? There is nobody who is above himself. There is nobody who is above himself. The way a man lives is the way he thinks. That is why the Bible said that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Am I talking to people at all? As a man thinketh in his heart, scripture said, so is he. It means that in this life, you can never be somebody you are not. Until you start seeing yourself like that, you can never be like that.
The Spirit of the Lord came upon you.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost sent from heaven.
That is where the first platform of greatness starts. It starts within you. As a man thinks in his heart. He said, what he thinks is what he really is. What he thinks is what he really is. The way you think is the way you are. Can I say it again? The way you think is the way you are. If you think that you are a great person, then you are a great person. But if you think you can never be a great person, no matter how we pronounce it on you, it can never happen until you tell yourself so. It tells you that the first prophet of every man's life is not your pastor. The first prophet of every man's life is your father and mother. The second prophet of every man is not your pastor or it is not your deacon. The second prophet is you yourself. And the third prophet is your pastor. But the question is, the greatest of all the three types of prophet in your life, the greatest of them is you yourself. Everybody can confess that you will win in life, but when you see yourself as a defeat, there is nothing on earth that can make you even win.
And this is the mindset most of us we had, that even in our early days in school, there are subjects we never loved until now. Because we told ourselves long time ago that we don't like math. We told ourselves long time ago that we don't like science. We told ourselves long time ago that we don't like English. So no matter the apport they gave to you, you still didn't make it in English. You still didn't make it in math. You still didn't make it in science. Why? Because of your mindset. If you don't see yourself as a great person, no matter how people say or confess it on you, it can never come to pass. No matter how people confess it unto you, it can never come to pass. It means that the life changer in a man's life, aside his God, is himself. The life changer of a man, aside his God, is himself or herself. So the only person that can change your life, aside God, is yourself. Listen. That is why the Bible said we should consciously renew our mind. In Romans chapter 12, the verse 2. That is why the Bible tells us that we should consciously renew our mind. Because if your mind is corrupt, your fruit will be corrupt. If your mind is right, your seed will be right, or your fruit will be right. Yes. The way you think, the way you walk, the way you act, the way you behave is all the product of your mind. Shalom, O woman of God. Do you know why you cannot hear from the Lord? It's because you told yourself that you don't hear from God. One day I was teaching here and I told you that the first reason why people can't walk in the prophetic is because they don't see themselves that they are people who hear God's voice. I'm telling you, that is the first way. If you want to walk in the prophetic, that your prayer thing, the first thing you need to know is have an assurance, have an understanding within you that you hear God. God can speak to you. And this is the confidence most of us we lack. That even when God speaks to us, we don't know that it was God that spoke to us. Unless a prophet confirms it for you and says, so was it God that was speaking to me? I didn't even know that it was God that was speaking to me. When I was going to know that, I heard a voice and the voice said, hey, no, don't do it. I thought it was my conscience. Conscience is saying, oh, shut it. Conscience is saying. Conscience saying, and this is the reason. Listen, we look down on ourselves because of our mindset. We look down on ourselves because of our mindset. There is somebody here, no matter the makeover you put on her, she will still tell herself she's not beautiful. Where they ask me, how she aka crazy? I said, man, no, no, but your hair aka crazy, mommy. I said, the person doesn't even have confidence at all in herself. Yes. What I'm saying, I'm telling you the truth. If you like, let's apply Azagros, Dolores paint, Memunes to paint, a Savannah paint. Let's apply or add Mary Kay. Add all of them to it. Let's apply it on the person's face. Still, the person will say, I say, Hanum, I am a human. Because when the person looks at the mirror, the mind tells you that you're so unhinachia. That is how your mind has been programmed. So no matter how people tell you you are beautiful, you don't see yourself to be beautiful. Really? Any lady they say you are beautiful and you say really, it means you don't even have confidence in yourself. A beautiful lady. Oh, thank you. And a mama. Really? Am I that beautiful? Am I looking cute? Didn't you look at the mirror? No, I'm asking. Didn't you look at the mirror? So if you looked at the mirror, why don't you still believe you are beautiful? It's because of your mindset. The concept I'm building, do you get the concept I'm building? That is why Paul told us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. It's because, not the confession, it's a mindset. What Paul was trying to teach is not just mere confession. Paul was trying to teach mindset. That you should develop a mindset within you that there is nothing you cannot do. With this mindset, there is no way or there is nothing that you can confront, you can never go overcome. Until your mind tells you you can, there is nothing you can do on earth that will succeed. Until your mind tells you, because your mind is the vehicle that pushes your body to act to achieve a particular task. Your mind is a vehicle that pushes your body to achieve a particular task in life. Your mind. Yes. That is why the greatest nation is not Canada. Canada, there is like Kaswa. The greatest nation is not China. The greatest nation is not UK. The greatest nation is not America. The greatest nation is called imagination. The image nation. That is the greatest nation on this earth. It is called imagination. So America came through somebody's mind. UK came through somebody's mind. So UK can never be bigger than your mind, because UK came from somebody. It is somebody who decided to use his mind to groom a city till it develops to become what we all please to. A place where it is so pleasant for everybody to go. It is somebody who used his mind. It means that a plane and a computer can never be bigger than the mind. The mind is bigger than the plane, and the mind is bigger than the computer. The mind is bigger than a vehicle because it was the mind they used to create it.
imagination. That's the image nation. Do you know? You can become anything in life depending on the way you think. Can I say it again? You can become anything in life depending on the way you think. Yeah. This is Nemo, that is the truth. The difference between African nations and the Western nations, they imagine years ahead. We imagine a 2 months, 2 months. Because the Peximinkuminya is too plenty. A person knows that when I get, I have to chop with my family. If it is finished, ash. The next person will come and also start a new thing and also chop with his family. Then ash. Then we are moving. And I said this, you can become whatever you want to be on earth depending on your mind. That is the quote of today. You can be a billionaire depending on your mind. You can be a poor man depending on your mind. You can be a preacher depending on your mindset. You can be a healer depending on your mindset. Anything you want to become on this earth, it will depend on your mind. One of the things we don't understand, the mind has a capacity to build things before we see it. I don't know whether you get what I just said. The mind has the capacity to build things before we see it. It means that the mind has its own realm it lives inside. The mind, it has its own realm it lives inside. So your knowledge would determine your thinking. And nothing here can say, broaden your mind with a lot of wisdom and with a lot of knowledge. Because your wisdom or the amount of knowledge and the amount of wisdom you have would determine the way you think. When you have narrow knowledge, you have narrow mindset. When you have a broad knowledge, you have a broad mindset. I don't know. Am I helping you at all? And one of the things we don't understand about God is that God will never use you beyond your mind. Gosh, can I repeat it again? God will never use you beyond your mindset. God always uses people based on the geographical knowledge or the position they find themselves when it comes to knowledge. That is how he uses them. In the very area you are built upon, that is how God uses you. That is why we have different types of prophets. And they all see, but people see deeper than others because of knowledge. Somebody have deeper knowledge in angels, so he always see angelic experiences. Somebody is not deep in angelic knowledge. Because of that, the person just sees something biara biara. I don't know whether you get it. Papa said, operate much on angelic realm. You know why? Because of his vast knowledge in angelic ministries or angelic angelos. I don't know whether you get it. His knowledge on angelos has broadened himself to a point that his experiences in the prophetic is all about angels and nothing else. Yeah. Right now, because of the experiences he knows, the knowledge he has, when an angel appears between me and him, he will catch it faster than me.
Do you know that one day he thought about the wild wind? I'm telling you, one day he thought about the wild wind, the one we call Motiamframa. He thought that there is a way to know that this is an angel and this is not an angel. When I heard it, I said, hey! He said it is based on their direction. As soon as he said it, I was in my room. I shouted, mercy, Lord. Hey! It is based on the direction it is moving. And that is the major way you will know that this wild wind is not a spirit. It's not just any spirit. It is an angel. He has depth knowledge when it comes to angels. And because of that, 99% of his ministrations are angelic ministrations. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will not use you beyond how you think. Yeah. The Holy Spirit will not use you beyond how you think. I'm telling you. Sometimes you have to go to his podcast, huh? Type there, maybe the architect of angels. That one cry is broad. It pained me the way he taught in is it SRM or something? The way he taught it was so simplified and nice, huh? Than the way he taught the architecture of angels. I'm telling you. And it pained me that is it Pastor? I don't know the man of God's name. Is it Pastor something? I know people call him Pastor something. I don't even know his name. Your friend is saying, yes, yes. Your friend is saying, Pastor what? Yes, yes, Pastor George. Good, good. The way he taught the angelos in Pastor George was so clear, huh? Was so clear and much more understanding than the architecture of angels. Because the architecture of angels, he made it so broad and detailed. And if you are not somebody who really understands things like that, you'll be boring. It looks very boring. But the way he thought, it pained me that the man couldn't upload it. Hey! I don't know, those who follow him, did he upload that message of the angelos? Did he upload it? I don't know. And that was the time Podbean was already. And that was what I would have recommended everybody to go and listen to. Because that time, that one, he wasn't having enough time. And because of that, he taught it very simple and made it so understandable that when I heard it, I said, this is what people have to hear by angels. I heard that they said that man of God said Podbean, because of the way Podbean was designed at that time, he couldn't upload it. I said, shit! I would have recommended everybody, when you listen to the architecture, unless you have deeper knowledge later in the Bible, it will make it so profound. I said, I don't know whether you get what I'm trying to say. It looks like you become much boring. I'm telling you. Yeah, it's because of his knowledge. Because
I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will never use you beyond your knowledge. That is why anybody who decides to get knowledge in the healing ministry, anybody who gets vast knowledge in healing, the Holy Spirit will make sure he uses him much in healing. Yes. And that is how the Holy Ghost operates. He will make sure he uses that person much in that knowledge he builds. And until now, uko school. Uko school, Ben. Sister, what course did you read in school? Please tell me. Are you not the course you read? Arts. Okay.
I mean, let's go to university. I'm talking about university. Let's go to university. What courses did you read in the university? Let's see.
Infotech. Okay. Microbiology. Listen. Do you English language?
Yes.
Yes, madam. English. Accounting. Do you know that everything you sat under to learn for 3 years, do you know anything you sat under to learn for 3 years, your entire nature is built towards that thing. Your mindset is being reprogrammed towards that condition. It looks like when you are talking, you talk like an accountant. When you are doing anything, you operate like how what you learned. I don't know whether you get what I'm trying to say. It should tell you that anything you want to become, it will determine on what knowledge you have built upon. So anything you build your knowledge upon, your mind will be programmed to that thing and you begin to act and live like that. Go and do aviation something. Go and learn how to drive a plane. Go and learn it for 4 years or 3 years and come out and they will give something like a hammer. You might hit the nail with the hammer into the wood, but still you get hurt because it will hit your hand more than 4 times. But let them give him the control to drive the plane. You will see that his mind is already programmed to that. So the Holy Spirit will use him based on how his knowledge is being programmed. That is how the Holy Spirit uses people. Amen. You want to hear God's voice. You want to walk in the anointing. You want the favor of God. And you don't know anything about it. How do you expect the Holy Spirit to use you on that angle? How do you expect the Holy Spirit to give you something you don't know anything about? Do you expect God to give you a car while you don't know how to drive? And that is how it applies to the things of God as well. If you don't know anything about it, listen to me. There is no way God can give it to you. He will never use you in that field if you don't know anything about it. That is why anytime we are dealing with a subject, we want to teach it before we pray it. So when you have the understanding of it, you will get to know that these are the things I have to do for myself. And when I keep doing this, this is what will happen and this is what will happen. By so doing and by that knowledge, when the Holy Spirit begins to deal with you in that aspect, you will know where to pass and you will know what to do. That is what I keep on telling, build knowledge. This is your mind, they have a term for it. Is it tabula something? They have a certain term for it. Is it tabula something? Yes, like the hand, tabula rasa. Now, this is how our mind is programmed. Our mind is like an empty space. Anything you fill it with, that is what it accepts. Can I say it again? Our mind is like an empty space. Anything you fill it with, accept it and it becomes that thing. So, anybody who fills his mind with the great wisdom of relationship and marriage, the Holy Spirit will always use the person to operate in that dimension till the person becomes a marriage counselor. When he talks, you will know that this guy has knowledge when it comes to the concept of marriage, when it comes to the concept of dating, when it comes to the concept of, you know that this person has built knowledge on it, and that is the way the Holy Ghost is using the person. Sana, this is how life is. So anything you don't have knowledge about, it is very difficult for God to use you in that realm. You are looking for favor. How much in-depth knowledge do you have in favor? You are looking for the grace and the anointing of God. How much depth of knowledge do you have in the anointing? How much? You are looking for a husband. How much in-depth of knowledge do you have in controlling men? How to live with men? How to be with a man? How much? And that is it. You cannot give what you don't have. You can't. What I'm teaching, if you will get it, that is it. Your mindset will change because of the knowledge you feel it. You want to be a billionaire? What do you do? Have you built knowledge in how to be a billionaire? Have you built your knowledge? Have you changed your mindset? Have you filled knowledge into this, your mind? Work with billionaires too. That is it. You need to have a relationship with billionaires. Do you need? They need to change this, your mindset. Somebody you see shoe. How much is the shoe? He said 700 cedis. A poo. I come to buy kakoto shoe 700 cedis. I come a Jimmy Cra. Check out. Me kwa for what? Me nyana 20 cities. Wait, 20 cities. Wait, my top 17. It is not about the quantity. It is about the quality. That's 700 can take 50 years. That 20 can only take 2 months. And billionaires, they have a mindset in building quality things than quantity. So you will see, you enter into a billionaire's house, you will see one car that can build about 3 mansions. One car. It can build about 3 mansions. Boys' quarters, it can build about 20 of boys' quarters. Nonsense. You don't know. That car will last forever. You went and bought Picanto and Yaris and Vit and
may God help us.
And this is the mindset of billionaires. You see a billionaire wearing just a simple shirt. It's just a simple shirt. A simple shirt. Like a simple, either a blue or white shirt. Like a simple shirt. But when you see the price tag on the shirt, just a simple shirt, like a normal shirt we wear,
And that is how he would dress, just wearing a normal shirt with a normal tray and a shoe. When they calculate all the money, now you can even use it to build a house. And you can even use it to buy a 7 bales of foes and come and dump into in your room. But the truth of the matter is that just that one dress can last for four years. 4 years. That's it. Will never fit. Nothing will happen to sir. That force you packed 2 months. Go and check and see. By the time you put it in water, you will see the color will change to green. Hey! You will not know whether you bought it blue or green or yellow. And some of us, what we normally wearing it with, we forgot and we put parasol in one particular dress to wash. By the time we realize, we leave the parasol water and we add the rest to it. Aye. By the time we realize, we don't know whether the white shirt is rainbow colors or some jeans be from nowhere. You will see that all your white shirt have changed into color. It is called mindset. It is called mindset. Yes. And that is how we live, based on our mindset.
The man of God, rice doesn't satisfy people. Or rice doesn't satisfy people unless fufu, unless banku. That is the only one that satisfies people. You are a joker.
Go and buy full bag of rice and eat it. And see whether you can eat.
And the man of God, walking is an exercise. Walking is an exercise. Walk and walk and walk. No worry.
Walk to Canada. No problem. Walk to Canada. Yeah. Walk to Canada. Or walk from Obuasi to Accra. Okay? Walking is an exercise. Your mindset is what is doing you that.
I always tell people, if you don't have a right mindset for marriage, you can never marry. These are the things I tell people. People get offended. If you don't have the good mindset for marriage, you can never marry.
Hey man, I'm gonna be na meto to don to marry ni na we na na be na me ya intriza na be na makako tori na be na like that da ben like that. You can never marry.
You can never marry. But the truth of the matter is that if we scale whatever you eat for a year, you could use it to marry. And one of the funny things I always tell people, do you think life is going down or going up?
Do you think life is going backwards or forward? So if it is going up, it means that everything will be increasing per time. You know that. Everything will be increasing per time. A time is coming. If you are not holding 1 billion, you cannot marry. Yes. And the question is, when will you get 1 billion? Oh, that's the question. When are you getting that 1 billion? When? With this teaching, teacher, 60 years of working, it doesn't even reach 1 billion. As in your pension pay, I'm talking about your pension pay. And one bottle of oil is 45 cedis. Now, so you are saying you will marry in 2 years' time, right? Is that not what you are saying? Okay, so in 2 years' time, how much will be one bottle of oil? Yesterday, I was late to the house, you know. I had to go and come and do something for lady. I was in a hurry. And I went and took this Pragyatin. I thought the guy is taking maybe it's like 6 CDs or 7 CDs as 6 CDs as dropping or something. I took the guy. The guy landed me in the house. I gave him 6 CDs. I said, 10 CDs. I said, Pragya. Pragya, 10 CDs. Hey. Come on, keke. 10 CDs. So me, I'll be sitting in Pragya 10 cities every day. Why? Eh? Let me. Can I say something? Can I say something here? Listen to me. Until you make up your mind to do something. Confession doesn't bring the solution. You need to learn how to make up your mind to do solution, to do certain things for yourself. If it is yes, do it. I'm telling you. Let your mind agree to every purpose of your life and start it now. No time is waiting for anybody. You don't know. Time is not waiting for you. I'm talking about my guys and my ladies who are into relationship as if you are going to school. I don't know. We just been in a relationship for 4 years. Only 4 years. 4 years. Oh, Papa, it's just 4 years. This is the fourth year, Bo. This is the fourth year. You are happy. Your head like a tractor. You are happy. Oh man, it's just 4 years. Oh Papa, 4 years. Only 4 years. Hey, Akwele. I don't have any problem with your 4 years. By now, do you know now your guy cannot marry you? Do you know that? Maybe if he is traveling to work outside their bar in Ghana, where he is surviving by this salary money, do you think he can use this salary money to marry you? If he's because outside there, you know that at least small, small dollars, when it comes to our Ghana cedis, it becomes plenty. You know what I'm trying to say? Like small, small dollars, when it comes to our Ghana cedis, it becomes plenty. Yes. But the truth of the matter is that when this person is staying in this our country, Ghana, please, it has been a long time I took Trotsky. How much is Trotsky now to your various destinations? Yours is now 4 CDs, 70 pesos. Initially, how much was it? How much was it initially? Yours is now 7 CDs. Come on, trot that people will be fluctuating in the car. Yours is also 7 CDs. Yours is 4 CDs, 50 pesos to now 5 CDs, 50 pesos. Wow. Accra, you can pay 12 CDs, 15 CDs. Just 20 minutes drive. Ah! No, do you know why I'm analyzing this thing? Kaswa to Accra, dear, please don't mention it. Don't, please. Kaswa is not even part of Ghana. Kaswa is in we are talking about places. You are talking about Kaswa. Huh? We are talking about places. You are talking about Kaswa. Kaswa. The only place that they have a place called Adam Nana. The shortest distance in Accra is now 7 cities. Please, just imagine. Imagine. How many susu will your guy take? Small. If his brother is not in MPPD, how many susu will he take small to gather and come and marry you? This is a great lesson I've just said. Think about it. And do you know that before December, things will shoot up again? Do you know that? Huh? Yes. Before December, things will shoot up again. When we get to December 2, things will shoot in double. The question is, when? When? And that is the same money you've been asking. Please, can you send me 50 CDs for something? Can you send me 100 CDs for something? Can you send me 20 CDs? That is the same money you've been requesting. The question is when? Listen to me. I gave God an age limit in my life. That this particular age, whether I have money or not, God, I want to marry. Yeah. Me, I'm walking according to my divine purpose of my life. Yes. And I'm, by the grace of God, I'm detecting it. And I said that, God, if I marry, within 1 year, I need to get an auditorium for meeting and a place to rest, to put my head. Yeah. And I'm working in it. I said I would do it. Whether I have money or not, I would do it. I'm not waiting till... You know the problem we have?
I'm not waiting till you say, Papa, when you get money and when you get money and wait when you get something. And when da ben in this nation, da ben. That's the question. Da ben. When are you getting money? Do you know in this era, any money you get, there is something in the money you need, you have to use the money to do. There's nothing like money waits for anyone. Sika mpedede. Sika mpedede. Sika mpedede.
Sorry, I quote. Yeah. You think you have money? I'm telling you. Can I tell you something for the truth? Do you know that for 2 years now, I've never bought anything? Have you seen it? It will shock you. Yes. I've not bought any single thing. Like a guy, you know, as a guy, you have to go and buy shirts. You know, you have to go and buy this. I've not bought anything. I've not bought anything. Because I have calculated my life. And I'm working towards that with speed and with the grace of God. Yeah. Last time I was talking to Wendy and I told the amount I used to pay a land, and I said the way I want to start the thing, if you look at my building, you will collapse. But I said I'm building it. The question is, there is no money, but I said I'm doing it because I'm taking steps of faith. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm taking steps of faith. Any little money I have, any little money you send me, I will send it. I will invest it in cement. Do you get what I'm trying to say? When you send me small money and I see the money is okay, I'll quickly go and pay. Please take this money. Don't worry. I'll walk home. Go and take this money. Gather it. I'm going to... Somebody will see you tomorrow and say, hey, you there, you are favored, Papa. You there, you are favored, Papa. Hey, look at how you have been able to build and even get an auditorium for yourself to be meeting for church. Hey, look at you. Hey, people think it just happened like that. I have money to build a flat. I can get a flat and be staying in a flat. I told lady, this room you came to meet me as your husband, that is the room I've been living in. You better adjust to the room. Because my mindset is not to leave this room and go and rent again. That is not my mindset now. I think there's only few people who have come to my house to see how my room is. That is single a Suja 4 room. Do you know Suja 4? Yes. Fellow singlets. Yeah. A normal fellow singlet room. Mine is not obey the window. It looks catchy small. It's not Kokwasa room there. It looks catchy small. But this is a single, like, you know, a Suja 4 room. We are not going anywhere here. You go stay here soon.
but he has been visiting one. That is why he say obey the window.
My God.
Yeah.
The mindset. I've told myself that whether I have money or I don't have money, what I have said I will do it by the special grace of God.
Talking to people at all. What is your mindset towards your life? How do you plan your life?
Oh, they're the only one here, baby. Baby, how are you, baby? I miss you. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
When are you, baby, finishing? Can't you two people, can't you grow? You keep on, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Like that. You keep on, oh, baby, oh, big beans, oh, big beans, oh, big beans. No worry. No worry, you are like big beans. Big beans, straight. No worry. Now you've turned to baby to become big beans. Oh, big beans, oh, big beans, oh, big beans, oh, big beans, like that. Nonsense. Like that. And you are wasting time, wasting your, listen. If you don't build your mindset right, your body will not be adjusted to follow it. This message I am preaching, it applies to every sector in life. Mommy. There's no time waiting for any man. What I'm telling you now, if you don't start planning for even marriage, if you don't develop a mindset of marriage now, the question is when?
Mama, don't want to live with only 2 years.
And some of you, we talk as if we own them years. Have you seen some of us, the way we talk? Papa, next year. Hey!
And Papa, next 2024. Yes, 2024.
And we say that kind of nonsense and we are sleeping. It's not that we are working on it. We just say it and we are sleeping. You expect things to happen. Things doesn't happen like that. We work towards it. We work towards it. Me, you are talking about masters. But yeah, no problem. Continue with your masters. Continue with your PhD. As you gain count. There is no time. Any required knowledge you need to build a positive mindset, you need it. You need it. Stop building now. Time is not waiting for anyone. Get the right amount of knowledge. Because greatness starts with mindset. Thank you.
greatness starts with mindset.
Listen, the way I've programmed my mind, you don't know. My life is not about, listen, my life now is not about any friend, and you didn't call me, and why didn't you call me, and me, if you call me, fine. If you don't call me, does I care? Where my mind is, please, so you've gotten to this place and you didn't even WhatsApp me. So why do you even take a, you didn't even, like that kind of nonsense things. That is what we are busy thinking of. The whole of this week, I've been busy, sir. Starting from Monday, I've been busy, sir. Me, Krana, I'm looking for ways to get all my cars restored. And in Ghana, every card they have to take money. Every card they need to take money. I pray for you. May the Lord make your mindset right. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you all sure. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord just spoke to me that He's about to give somebody an idea that will change his entire